Well, maybe you can add it to the list of things that we should have known before we invaded Iraq and we should have prepared for before we invaded Iraq. And that is that many, in fact, possibly thousands and thousands of Iraqis stand to lose their livelihoods once American troops completely leave their country. Jack Healy joins us now. He's a reporter for The New York Times and is in Baghdad. Jack, what we're talking about here is perhaps bad planning, that as soon as the troops leave Iraq, all of the small industries that have sprouted up in Iraq to support those troops are going to have no business anymore.
In some ways, a natural and perhaps unavoidable consequence of the fact that the Americans are leaving. I could compare it in some respects to the areas around military bases is almost being like factory towns, where the factory is closing down.
I see. Okay, so what you're saying is that they couldn't really have been planned for or averted. But is there anything at this point that the United States is looking into in order to kind of dull the impact?
I had spoken with some people who are here at the American Embassy who say that they're keeping up, a lot of economic development programs, and there are, different, training programs being run by the State Department across the country on, various levels. As the State Department takes a more prominent role here as the military leads, but specifically on this issue, they told me that there did not appear to be, sort of specific programs or, in place.
Well, help me understand the actual severity of the problem, because, number one, we're talking about a country in which the unemployment rate is 25%. One out of four people are unemployed. And the people who have been working for the U.S. military are sometimes looked at askance, and they're complaining that they're going to have trouble finding other work once the military leaves. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Iraq is of course a country where both security and the economy are in a pretty fragile state. That 25% figure of course is a rough estimate. There are some estimates that say as many as 2 in 5 Iraqis are out of work. Although this is a country of about 30 million people, give or take. And the number of Iraqis who had worked for the Americans, either directly or in some capacity as contractors or subcontractors or employees of those companies, is in the neighborhood of about 65 to 100,000 people or so, according to some advocates' estimates. They're a population that definitely came to depend on the Americans being here. And they say that they now find themselves in a position of being looked on with scorn by some Iraqis who sort of see them as cooperators with an occupying force. They've said that they've had trouble getting government jobs as well because of it, and in some cases have had to.
We don't entirely know exactly the truth, how true those accusations are. That is Jeff Healy. He's a New York Times reporter stationed in Baghdad, talking about the loss of jobs once American military forces leave Iraq.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.